Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
And listeners, we are coming from downtown Mawson Lakes, the capital of the world.
Capital of Paraka. Here we are, the fountain's going. Rick, we've just enjoyed a beautiful seafood lunch that I cooked you.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey? I didn't realise that Phil could cook.
No? There you go.
He read the instructions, yeah, really.
The sponsor was Audi.
Anyway, beautiful sunny day down here.
Absolutely.
And it's a pleasure to be able to work from Mawson Lakes. We must do this more often.
I think we will.
Well, it was cheaper. I didn't have to pay for lunch. So. Anyway, with so much sport going on, and as it were, I know it's an overused phrase, but we're at the pointy end of the footy season, Phil.
Oh, pointy end, which, there you go. Yeah. Last night, Rick.
Yes, last night.
Medal count. The Schluter medal. Schluter,
the
BLMG. The Mickey Schluter medal.
And who was Mickey Schluter?
Mickey, he won a male medal back in the 80s, late 70s it would have been.
Good bloke, Mickey,
know him well.
Well, you are the historian and the second greatest umpire.
Don't even mention that. His dad owned the Greenock pub for many years, old Norton.
All right.
Yep. So years ago, dated me mum, apparently, before...
Is that right?
Yeah, old Norton. But Mickey, good footballer, played at Newry, played at Frewling.
Just to me, you could have been Phil Schluter.
The Phil Schluter medal.
That's right.
Well, it's got a ring to it.
You keep telling me you were such a good footballer, they wouldn't have named
it. Yeah, but that's all I keep telling you. No proof in it at all.
So tell us all about the medal.
So we've got the A grade.
Yep.
Some of these guys I'm not that familiar with, and the winner, I must admit, I'm not familiar with. Harrison Elbrow.
A good player from Williston.
Good player.
Good player, yes.
He won with 19 votes, Rick.
Right.
From Josh Whitwer from South Gawler.
Yes.
17 votes. So there's a couple of votes clear.
Yep.
Third, two-time winner, Charlie
Molyneux. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you can only judge, obviously, I don't see all the games, but I reckon, this is a big call from just guessing, I reckon Molyneux was named Gawler Central's best player just about every week.
Yeah, that means absolutely
nothing.
You know what it means. I watched it live on stream last night, and he seemed to score a lot of his votes late in the year, Molyneux. He came from nowhere, sort of thing. 3-3-3, Molyneux. Oh, yeah. So you're wondering.
He gets a lot of the ball. But...
Yep. So he was 16 votes, and he was equal with Jackson Press, you know, the settlement from
South Gawler. He is a good player too, yes.
Patrick White, the half-back from Gawler South.
No,
I think we mentioned him on the show a few times. He was on 14 votes. And then you had young Ryan Carnelli, who played a bit of league footy last year with Centrals. He was on 13. He's from Anguston, little wingman there.
Right. Well, it sounds to me as if I didn't see it, but, I mean, you'd think it would be too. South, having dominated the competition, they probably took votes from each other.
Absolutely. Three in the top half a dozen there.
Yeah.
So...
That's good.
Okay. So then we went... Well, before that, obviously they had the minor grades, or the lower grades. So the under 15s was a young lad, umpired a bit of his dad, and he's still playing for Barossa District, Dyson Sharp.
All right.
And he won the under 15s medal. Apparently a real gun footballer, kicked a lot of goals too in the under 15s this year. So he won the 15s. Blake Marsden from Gawler Central
won
the 17s.
Yes. He's meant to be a good player, too.
Yeah, I think he's played a bit of A grade this year, from what I can gather. And then in the Bs, we had a tie, Rick.
A tie?
A tie of the Cullums.
Right.
Cullum Filkey and Cullum Hall.
Well, there you go. I saw them both play last weekend, actually, and they're both good players. They get the ball a lot. Cullum Filkey, good with his left foot.
So he wasn't the one at Westies the year before, was he?
No.
That was a
big brother.
And he's not playing?
Yeah, he's in the A's.
Oh, okay. Yep.
It's good, listeners, to know that Phil Fantastic is right up with
it. I didn't see his name in the
A
grade.
He's so busy in his umpiring comeback that he just didn't see.
I'm still getting over injuries, you mean? Is that what you meant?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so that's good. Yeah.
And while we're on that, there was a couple life memberships last night for the league.
Yes.
And that being
you?
A guy that... No.
Not you?
No, a guy that you know pretty well.
Who's that?
Played a bit of cricket with him. Mick Brine.
Oh, really?
Life member.
Yep.
And Zoc. They call him Zoc Onkenef, who's the operations manager. He has been for 7 or 8 years. So they both became life members.
Oh, well, congratulations to both of them. I certainly know Mick very well, and he's been a servant to the league for a long time. So there you go.
There you go. Just looking up as we speak.
You wouldn't believe this,
listeners. Pete Filkey is in the... That's Bailey, isn't it? It's Bailey Filkey. Number six as well. So he's in the A grade. You were right. Why would I ever...
It must be the new studio here, listeners, but Phil is really all over this IT.
I am.
Talking and working with the IT machinery. Oh. This is a side of Phil, of Fechner I've never seen before.
Just going to have a sip of my coffee here, Rick.
Oh, right. It's a wonder it's not being poured down your throat.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, while we're on it, we can't finish the BLNG in this time of the year.
No. Preliminary
final.
Yep, this won't last. We'll do last week's matches quickly. As we know, it was a late withdrawal last week for Newry in the A grade. Young Jackson Baldwin, ACL, finished.
Gone.
Saw him Sunday at Father's Day luncheon there. He was out with his family. Can hardly walk, so he's well and truly gone. He'll be operated. And good lad, played at Central, juniors at Centrals, played a few reserves. He's out for the year. Newry going down by the... Only the 4 points.
4 points. 4 points in
I tip Newry.
The pretty ordinary conditions.
Yes.
It's amazing over the year, and we're talking finals, so I'm going backwards from it.
Yep.
Amazing the number of games that South, Williston and Newry have won by margins less than a goal. So, you know, you really, jumping ahead of us, it's really hard to pick who's going to win. I reckon.
I agree. I reckon the winner might have played the week before.
Well, there's a call.
We'll get to that in a minute.
We will indeed.
The B grade, the game you covered, Rick, Newry top, played South and won by the bare margin as well.
Well,
only a couple of points.
It was in what were the most... I thought I was in Melbourne for the day rather than at Kapunda, because it opened... They needed the lights on when it started. It was raining, dark, slippery.
Did they have electronic scoreboard on?
They did.
Oh, that was going?
Yeah, that was like a beacon in the night.
Oh.
But after that, quarter time, the sun came out. Shone for about 10 minutes. Then it went back to the old conditions. Then the next quarter, same thing. Anyway, to be fair, no one deserved to win or lose the game. 3-2 says it all. Someone has to win. But
exactly.
It's not a true... I don't
not
think it gives you a clue.
25-22, so yeah. It's 23... 3 points.
Yeah, it gives no clues to who's going to go
just
on.
Just looking at it there. Yeah. You know, the top goal scorer was Ahern and Wilfred with 2 goals each.
That's right.
You know, so it's going to be a bit of a scrubbers match. But anyway, Newry got over the top. So then it was Barossa, who finished top in the 17s, played Williston.
Yes.
Williston getting over the top of Barossa.
Yes.
By a couple goals,
Actually, I saw half of that game, and Williston looked the better side, actually. But
and they ended up the better side, so they're straight through to the grand final.
Correct.
And in the 15s was Barossa again, very strong in the junior in the junior grades, Rick, I noticed. And Angaston. Beat them by a few goals. Barossa top all year.
The thing I did note was that, which augurs well, I guess, for Barossa, is that they had, following obviously their juniors and you get parents and all that, but they had a big crowd there for those games.
Oh, that's good. I mean, their seniors missed out, B's and A's.
It's a pretty fair call.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look like it. Anyway, this week, Rick, Newry versus Williston. We'll have a tip here quickly.
We will indeed. I really find it very difficult to separate them, but I'm going to go for Newry.
Wow. You know what? So am I, but I think I reckon Williston might get over them. I reckon they might be my new, because my premiership favourites are gone. They went the first week.
Well, I think the big thing, and I was talking to a couple of people at the game on Saturday, is if Williston can win this one,
yep,
psychologically,
yeah,
they're the only side that has beaten, yep, South Gawler and should have won the second time.
Exactly, I watched that game.
Five goals in front and lost by a point, yep, or something. But anyway, I reckon their first hurdle is get over Newry.
Mm. Yep. Newry, without Baldwin, just sort of unsettles them a bit. But
yeah,
anyway.
But they did get within 4 points
they
of
did.
South.
No, I'll go Newry as well. South versus Central in the Bs. Rick?
I'd go for South.
Oh, I'm going for South as well. Barossa versus Newry in the 17s. I think you've got to go Barossa top all year.
Yep,
I think
you'd have
we've
to got
to go
for
Barossa.
You would,
we?
Yes.
Angaston versus Tanunda in the 15s. Don't know much about either of them.
No.
Obviously, Angaston finished above Tanunda.
Yeah, I'd go Angaston.
I think we'll have to go, yeah, Tanunda.
Yeah. Just because you can, is that right?
That's about it.
So now we'll jump straight to the AFL preliminary
finals. Wow, there we go.
Before we get to the... Well, let's discuss how the sides that are playing got there. I would... A big call on Sports Central. I would describe the game between GWS and Geelong as one of the most atrocious, poor games that I've seen at AFL level for a long time.
Really? Didn't like it?
Well, you told me you went to bed at half time.
No, I didn't. I watched it.
You did not.
I did.
A very, very ordinary game. And, you know, I reckon there's big questions about Geelong. I really do. I reckon even though they finished up winning by 4 or 5 goals, mm-hmm, if, and he didn't deserve to be there, but if Toby Green, etc., was up front playing, I reckon GWS might have not knocked them off, actually.
I tend to agree with you, but he wasn't there.
And oh, no.
What's happening with his suspect? It's after the season they're making... Going to reassess his 3 games and could go to 6, 7,
well,
or whatever.
Well, it could. Evidently, the story I heard was that because they anticipated appeals and whatever, that they gave him 3 so that he couldn't
that
play
it.
In
the
finals.
The year was gone.
So
yep.
he couldn't play in the yep. finals. And then they're going to, claim that he should get more. So that's the understanding I have.
Yep.
Anyway, Geelong go up to Brisbane. I assume that's where the game is, to play Melbourne. No?
WA.
Oh, it's in WA.
Yeah, they're
oh, there
the
you
WA.
Go. Oh, right.
WA. Optus
well,
Stadium.
Seeing the way Geelong played last week, Melbourne will win and win comfortably.
I just pointed to west and I'm pointing east. That way, Rick. West.
I can't imagine with the incentive Melbourne have got, and I think the questions remain over Geelong. I'm going for Melbourne.
I'm going Geelong.
Of course.
I don't know what it is.
On
I don't know
grounds?
Why. I don't know why.
They got. Can I just point out to you, they've got the best ruckman in the competition. They've got, you could argue that Oliver is the best midfielder
well,
going
he
around.
Is this year. Yep.
So what more do you want, Phil?
And experience.
What a, and, well, it seems to me, and I thought he was a bit average last week, Paddy Dangerfield had a very ordinary final series last year, and you wouldn't have known he was out on the park.
Yeah, well, you won't probably get 2 quiet ones out of him, will you?
Well, I don't know about that.
Anyway, you're going Melbourne, I'm going Geelong. Now, the all-important game, which is at...
Yeah, I've
the
got this
Adelaide
Oval.
I pointed south this time. It's because it's south of here.
It is the Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval. And I have no hesitation in this tip that I'm going to pick. Rick?
And who's that going to be?
That would be Port.
Port
Adelaide.
Explain to our listeners why there is no hesitation
absolutely
in that.
Absolutely no injury worries whatsoever.
No, yep, correct.
Home ground.
Correct.
26,500 screaming Port fans.
Correct.
Or let's say 26,500 Western Bulldogs fans, because I'll let some in.
Correct.
And their last game they played was just sensational.
Now, Phil...
The pressure they put on, Rick. They haven't played like that
Phil,
all
can
year.
I just ask you, in relation to those predictions, How is your memory? Is it okay? Last
minor, no, you know it's no good, Rick, so don't ask me that.
Last minor round game, Port played home.
Yep.
Yes.
I was there.
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
The Western Bulldogs.
Oh, the Bulldogs.
Where did they play that game, Phil?
Here.
Here. And would you describe Port's 2-point victory as somewhat fortunate?
We won. That's all we got to do.
That's all you've got to do is win.
Are you going the Bulldogs?
I am going to go the Bulldogs.
You're that far behind in the footy tips now.
That is not true. Can I just say, my reason for going for the Bulldogs is that I think when you get to elite sporting level of any sport, everyone's basically equal. And it's between the ears. Now, I think the problem Port have got is that everything's gone right. The Bulldogs, it's almost as if they tapered off. I'm sure that they didn't plan it, but they lost their last three games in a row. Now, unfortunately for them, they've been hit by injuries, but they've played their losing games. I'm just wondering whether Port have...
No.
Do you like that?
Agree. Yeah, can't agree with you, though.
I didn't think you would.
I think it would be Port, not by plenty. I think it would be only a couple goals, a few goals, and that's all we need to win.
A win is a win is a win.
Yep.
The big problem that the Bulldogs have got is the big bont.
And Cody Whiteman is out.
He is definitely
out. He is definitely out.
I've got a feeling...
Good player.
He is a good player. I've got a feeling that they will be... just as fearsome at the ball as Port Adelaide. And I've got a feeling that they'll play the bont even if he's half fit.
Oh, he will. They will. I was listening to Jared Healy just before you came, Rick, and he said you'd play Bont and Pelly 70 or 80% fit before you'd play somebody else on your list.
Well, the other thing is that you can't say, oh, well, we won't have him this week if we will have him for the grand final. If they don't win this week, they don't
there
play
ain't
in
no
the
grand
that's
final.
Right. And you worry about that after.
Oh, you'd have to play him. You'd have to play him. Yeah. He'll play. Yeah.
So I'd love Port to win because, as I think I've said on this show, if Port don't win this year, I'm not sure they're going to win one. This is their window of opportunity in a year where it's very hard to pick winners and losers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then, on top of that, even though you've gone Geelong, if Melbourne reach the grand final, what an incentive they've got.
1964 or whatever
so
it is.
It's
a long time ago.
It is a long, long time ago.
Just finishing on the AFL, Rick, before we go into your joke of the week, Lachie Neale. It's a funny one, isn't it?
It is interesting, isn't it?
Wife's having a baby. She's from Perth.
Well, they
he's obviously from here, isn't he?
Yes, originally.
Yeah.
But got his start at Freo.
Yeah, yeah. Freo.
And I guess, I tell you what, it's going to be. I mean, I don't think Brisbane will stand in the way because I don't think, you know, it's a bit like, you know, happy wife, happy house.
Yep.
If he really wants to go to Perth, then the only, and Brisbane stood in his way, then I'm not sure that you're going to get, I'm not saying he's going to lie down and sulk, but I'm not sure it's good value. And the thing going for Brisbane is that in a trade deal, they surely are going to do pretty well out of him. Because he's got 2 years to go.
Yep.
He's a Brownlow medalist.
Yep.
Ball magnet.
Yep.
So they're not going to give him away. And maybe, I mean, I'm not for a moment suggesting that Lachie Neale's at the end of his career, but let's put it this way. He's in the second half of his career.
Well, he is. I don't know what age he'd be, but
well,
would
he'd
be high 20s?
Oh, you'd have to be high 20s.
Have to be high 20s.
So it's not necessarily a disaster for them, I don't think, if they recruit well. The only thing I'd advise Brisbane to do is not get any ideas from the Crows recruitment officers because otherwise they'll stuff it up.
Well, that's fair enough. I don't think you would either.
So I bet you're upset that the Olympics, Olympics and the Paralympics
look,
come to an end.
Am I what?
It's. I mean, evidently, according to some of the media that I've heard, that the ratings, particularly for the Paralympics, have been out of the world.
Really?
Really good, okay. Apparently. And, I mean, admittedly, in lockdown and so forth, there's not a lot of alternatives, but that's really good. And speaking of the Olympics, Phil.
Yes.
Did you hear that every 4 years, the creatures of the world stage their own animal Olympics? In the old days, the big cats of Africa were always dominant. The cheetahs won the sprints. The lions were always the strongest. And the leopards were excellent in the long jump. But then the Aussies came to the fore, especially in the jumping events, where the kangaroos reigned supreme. Lloyd the leopard, the one-time world long jump champion, was so disheartened when he was beaten by Kev the kangaroo that he decided for the next games he'd dodge the track and field and instead enter events in gymnastics and wrestling. But he failed to qualify, Phil, proving what most experts already knew, that a leopard can't change his spots.
Oh, no. Rick, I've just got one piece of useless information that I've just looked up on my laptop.
This is the same man, folks, that can do two things at once.
The number 9 Guernsey for Brisbane hasn't been a good Guernsey for him.
Why is that?
Rick, Nathan Buckley, up, went to Collingwood.
Correct.
Dane Beams, number 9, up, went back to Collingwood. Correct. Had a couple years at Brisbane. And now we've got Lachie Neale. Back to Freo.
Phil, you...
It's just, you know, that is freaky, isn't
it? You're a high...
You wouldn't wear the number 9 Guernsey at Brisbane. You could be...
Guess what number I wore when I was playing footy?
00.
Number 9. I love my number 9.
Number 9.
Although, when I was playing at Sturt, I had to wear number 5. But still...
5.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, we've run out of time.
We have.
And I'd like to absolutely commend these Mawson Lake Studios.
We're signing off here at Mawson Lake Studios today.
We are. And may the sun shine upon you, Phil, and all of our listeners. Until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.